Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. We're going to talk a little bit about an opportunity for folks to get to know some of the candidates running for president just a little bit closer here soon. Peggy Toff joins us this morning. Peggy is the chair of the Audubon County Republican Central Committee, and they've got a Boots and Barbecue Bash coming up on Monday, August 17th in Kimbleton. Peggy, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Peggy, this is a multi-county event. How did you get everybody together to centralize in one location?
That's a good question. It came about pretty easily. The Audubon County fundraiser we typically do every year. We've been talking about getting other counties together so that maybe we could get some bigger names to come to our event. And being there are so many Republican candidates this year, at the beginning of the year, we decided to see what other counties would think. So I contacted the chairs of the surrounding counties, and Carroll, Cass, Crawford, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties all agreed to get together, and we had a planning meeting, and here we are.
Very good. So is this a fundraiser for all of those counties involved?
Exactly.
Oh, very good. So everybody benefits this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, because it's kind of fun here in Iowa. People sometimes don't realize what a special opportunity we have, and they take for granted the fact that these candidates come from near and far to spend time, sometimes in little coffee shops, with just a few people at a time, face-to-face. It's such a rare opportunity that we have here that folks don't have in other states that don't have early election caucuses or primaries that we sometimes take for granted. And when you have an opportunity like this to sit down and see a number of candidates all at one time, it's a real plus.
It really is. I think we are very fortunate, and I hope people will make the time to come out and hear. We have committed candidates, Governor Rick Perry from Texas coming, and then also Carly Fiorina, and they will be speaking, and not just to hear them speak, but to get a chance to speak with them one-on-one.
And these are the ones that are confirmed right now. Is it possible it could grow?
It's possible it could grow. We will allow candidates to come, and sometimes their schedules won't permit it till the last minute. So we're hoping for maybe one or two more.
Mm-hmm. Is there added interest in this now since we've had the first couple of big debates that Fox News had earlier last week where they had all, 17 Republican candidates? It's an incredible amount of people who have decided to run at this early stage, but they got them all up on stage, two different events, and there's been a lot of talk and a lot of scuttle about that ever since. Has that kind of raised the profile for events like these?
Oh, definitely. I think that more people will be interested in hearing more from Carly Fiorina, as she has not been in the political field and maybe not as well known. But I think after the debates and her jump in the polling numbers will maybe increase the interest, because it would be good to hear these people. There's so many candidates, so it's nice that you get to an opportunity to listen to them one-on-one again.
Absolutely. You know, and as a county chair, I know sometimes you get some feedback from some folks locally there, too. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing more and more from people? We've seen some folks like the Carly Fiorinas of the world who are not career politicians, who are gaining some traction and suddenly being very interesting to potential voters. Are you hearing the frustration from some folks about the kind of the political establishment, the same old, same old?
Exactly. We have heard from people who normally don't attend our events, because I believe it's because of these other people in the race, and they want to know more about it, and more about them and what they have to bring to the table.
Well, I know there's been a lot of talk, and you know, there are always going to be some missteps by candidates here and there. It's a long, tedious process where the microscope is focused very narrowly on them, and
yeah.
A lot of things are going to happen from here to there. But, you know, this is still very early in the game, and even though, for example, a guy like Rick Perry, Governor Perry, had run 4 years ago in the mm-hmm. primary setup, you know, people are still maybe finding out a little bit more about him. Candidates, you know, they open up a little bit more when they're out like this in individual settings. And sometimes it's neat to be able to get to learn more about them than you can just watching them on stage at a big event where they get a short time.
Definitely. It really is different when you can speak with someone and ask them questions yourself and get to know a little bit more than just what you hear on TV.
You bet. So let's talk specifically about the Boots and Barbecue Bash. What will the night be like?
Oh, it's going to be a nice event. It's a very nice venue. I don't know if many people have been to the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbleton, but it's actually a renovated sale barn, and Mike and Peggy Mortensen in Kimbleton have renovated it, and it's a nice venue for this type of an event. We will have plenty of room for tables for eating and for room for socializing and having plenty of room to talk to the different candidates that attend. The caterer will be Two Palms Grilling from Audubon, and they, if you've ever been to one of their events, they have they're known for their smoked pork loin, and they'll also be serving brats. We have live music coming, and it should be a beautiful night.
It's meant to be a social event as well as a political event.
Exactly.
Okay, so is it casual then?
Casual.
With a name like Boots and Barbecue, I would assume it's fairly casual.
Exactly.
All right. And so the doors will open at 5:30. How will the night be structured?
Doors open at 5:30. 6 o'clock, dinner will be served. And then at 6:30, the speakers will begin.
Okay. And what will the program be like then with the speakers?
The presidential candidates will have the most time to speak, but we also have state officials that will be there, too. So they'll be around to do some introductions, but also speak a little bit, too. We have a member of the National Republican Committee that's going to speak for a few minutes. But mostly, there'll be plenty of time for talking one-on-one with the candidates.
Yeah, it's neat to be able to see them speak, but the opportunity to maybe just over a barbecue sandwich sit and visit with them a little bit specifically and ask your questions.
Exactly. You know,
so often people through the process, their knowledge is limited to what they hear from questions that reporters ask, and reporters may not always ask the questions that you are thinking about. This is a great opportunity for you to throw it right out there.
Exactly. If there's an issue that's on your mind, you can ask them questions and find out exactly what they feel about, how they feel about things.
All right. Now, are you asking folks to sign up ahead of time?
We are. We'd really like to sell the tickets ahead of time, if possible. And I have tickets available, and you can contact me by calling 712-249-2070. Or if you're in one of the counties, Carroll, Cass, Crawford, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties, if you know who your county chair is, they have tickets also, but if you don't, everyone is welcome to give me a call.
Okay, that's 712-249-2070. Easy to remember. And again, this will be held at the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbleton. 5:30 is when the doors will open. And this is a fundraising event, so there is a charge, and the tickets cost?
$30 a piece, or two for $50.
Okay, well, that's pretty reasonable for a fundraising event.
I think so. I hope so.
Okay, $30 each, two for $50, and you can get those that way. Will there be any tickets available at the door, or should they plan on getting them ahead of time?
They should call ahead of time.
Okay, don't just depend on showing up that night.
Don't wait till the last minute, because we could run out.
Okay, very good. Well, there's being at the Cottonwood Barn, there's going to be, to a certain extent, limited space. You can only stuff so many people in there, so... Folks need to be on top of that. That's the Boots and Barbecue Bash. And again, that's coming up on Monday, August 17th at the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbleton. Tickets are $30 each, two for $50. Carly Fiorina and Governor Rick Perry are the two candidates, presidential candidates, that are now confirmed. There may be more, and there'll be other local candidates that'll be there as well. And if you want to know more about that, again, contact Peggy Toft at 712-249-2070. Doors open at 5:30, and all the fun starts shortly after. Peggy, thanks so much for visiting with us a little bit today and giving folks an opportunity to learn more about some of these folks.
Thank you, Jim.